I am glad that you are deciding to join me today. Maybe this topic you felt connected to, meaning you have struggled to feel close to God, and maybe you are feeling distant from Him. Today, I'm going to be talking about breaking free from self-punishment and false beliefs. And I really want to give you this holistic perspective from a biblical, clinical, and practical approach. I do this with my coaching clients. I do this in my course, Untangle Your Thoughts. And I also do it in my biblical studies. I write about this in all of my studies, whether it's anger, stress, and anxiety. It is important for me to address you as a whole person. And what was important to me early on in my walk was people would tell me, well, you just have to renew your mind. And for me, it was like, how do I do that? And I've made it kind of my goal and my mission that whenever I'm explaining something, that I can do my best to give you a practical approach. It's what I do it with my coaching clients when I give them assignments, when I give them homework, is what we like to call it. So you might be believing today that your suffering is a form of punishment or that you are unworthy of His love and His closeness. So we're going to tackle some of the reasons behind that. And it's really easy, though, for us to feel distant from God in our pain. If you are somebody that feels stuck, if you feel frustrated, if you feel bitter, if you feel overwhelmed, if you have felt unworthy, and you just don't know what is the next step to take, but you know you need to take a step, I would love to come alongside of you as your mental health coach and trauma-informed coach to be able to help you work through some of these negative thought patterns that you might have or these false beliefs and really break them down into a way that you can better understand them. Sometimes our biggest breakthroughs come from breaking it down. And I'm really here to help you flip the script on your inner critic. So you can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching to book a free 20-minute consultation with me. You can go wherever you're listening to the show notes. You're going to scroll down to the show notes and you're going to go ahead and click the link to book a free consultation. Because again, you probably have had learned behavior. You have learned to treat yourself a very specific way. You have learned that you don't matter or what you need doesn't matter. And you're just supposed to serve and love everybody else. These are false beliefs. So I would love to come alongside of you as your coach to help you untangle your thoughts. Again, jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching, or for easy access and right to the link, go to the show notes wherever you're listening and click on the link to schedule your consultation today. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. Something I always love that people do is they just share their vulnerability. And sometimes I love when leaders, coaches, they just share kind of even current seasons. Sometimes I notice that people are really good at sharing times like 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, last year, 2 years ago. You get my drift. But sometimes I just like that, like, story of hearing somebody of maybe they're still processing in certain ways, because I am definitely more about private healing before public sharing. But just, hey, you know what? I went through this, and that's what I'm going to do with you today. Some of my coaching clients, and especially my women's group that I meet with, they kind of know that I've been going through some stuff behind the scenes. As soon as October hit, my husband was sick, and a few days he started to feel better, and then he hurt his ankle severely bad, to the point where we had took him to a MedExpress, and we turned out it was just a sprained ankle. Well, you know, my husband is not 20 something anymore, and so he's going to be 40 come January. And so we were just like, you know what? We are getting an x-ray. We're going to take you. So my husband not feeling well, just business things with WordPress, legal issues going on, which I have my website hosted on WordPress, and then insert a company that I've been with for 14 years, decided to close down this one portion of their business and switch to an affiliate model. And that meant that a big portion of my income was going away. And all of this was happening literally within a couple of days of each other. And it was easy for me in those moments, because I've trained my body, okay, like breathe, just breathe. Try to find this pattern of routine, of consistency and showing up, because I knew how important when I was grieving loss, when I was dealing with pain, when I was helping my husband who could not really walk, could not do anything, had to keep his leg, you know, elevated above his heart. So keeping the house in order, which is a priority of ours, and keeping that atmosphere, there was just a lot going on emotionally. And I just felt that stress mode kick in. I knew I was hanging on to it. I could feel it in my body, and it was tough. And there was moments where I just was like, God, you have brought me this far. I know you're not going to let me down now. But listen, even as a coach, a mental health coach, trauma-informed coach, somebody who's had hours of teachings and trainings and has been a leader for a big portion of her life, there are questions sometimes that just get to me. And I'm like, God, like, what in the world? What's going on right now? And I knew God welcomed those questions, but it doesn't sometimes make it easier in those moments. And I knew I needed to kind of deal with the thing that was in front of me. And eventually my mind would be kind of come unfogged. And that's what started to happen, because, you know, when you're in survival mode, you take care of the most priority things that need done right now. And I started to come out of my fog. And that's when I was able to think a little bit more rationally, have more rational thoughts of just even feeling slightly distant from God, not questioning like his character per se, but just having questions about my pain. And even just felt a little angry. No one is immune to questions or feelings of anger. And there are many times where we can feel distant from God, and our pain can make us feel that way. And whether it's emotional or physical pain, we really are just questioning God's goodness. We're questioning his presence in our life. We often might even say, why is this happening to me? Has God abandoned me? Especially in those deep moments of suffering. It's just a natural struggle to feel isolated from him. In the Bible, it's just filled with examples of people crying out to God in their pain, as though he is distant, even though he's not. In Psalm 22:1, David says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Yet even in his deepest pain, we see that God, David continued to see God. We see this throughout Lamentations. We see this just throughout Psalms, just different times of this. No matter what's going on, I'm angry and frustrated, but God, I know what your promises are. Now, I think of one of my clients in particular, of she really struggled to believe that God cared about her feelings. Maybe you have felt the same way. But this particular coaching client of mine had been in a church for so long that kind of convinced her that if she were to express some real feelings like anger, or maybe that she wasn't feeling well, it would just be met with, pray more, don't speak that, and you only need to speak positive things out of your mouth because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so she was just afraid to express the need for relief, the need for her story to be heard, because her feelings didn't kind of matter. If it wasn't joy, if it wasn't something that was positive, and what this caused my coaching client to do was become somebody that she wasn't to these people. And inside, she was slowly fading and becoming a shell of herself. And one of her first assignments from me being her coach was I wanted her to read passages and stories from the Bible where they actually express their pain and feelings. And I wanted her to look at it with fresh eyes without somebody telling her what to do, what to think, how to think. And I wanted her to look and just have God speak to her. And the next time we met in our session, she was just like, I cannot believe the stories I've heard many times. I just kind of grazed over them. But I was actually able to say, like, Jesus wept. Jesus expressed these feelings. And although they were perfect and they didn't lead him to sin, it gives us this ability to say, okay, like I recognize I'm going to have them, but I don't have to act on them. And it was a big breakthrough for her. But then if we look at this from a clinical perspective, when we experience pain, our brains respond by activating that stress response, that fight or flight reaction. And that can sometimes make us want to withdraw, isolate ourselves, especially if we're in that survival mode state. We might try to cut ourselves off emotionally and spiritually. And we allow that pain to kind of define us and tell us that we're not worthy of healing or comfort. So I want you to just think about a time, maybe you're feeling that right now, when you felt distant from God, maybe during a hard season. And I want you to note how that distance made you feel. Did it lead you to believe things about yourself, God, or your relationship with him? I couldn't talk about this, talking about feeling distant from God, without talking about these beliefs that we have about God and punishment. It is one of the most common beliefs I see with my coaching clients, of helping them unpack consequences, punishment, what we think we deserve, how we put ourselves in the place of God, not receiving forgiveness and processing through that. And that's it's this common belief that when we're in pain, it's a form of punishment from God. You think, I deserve this. God must be angry with me. And this is just a misunderstanding of God's character. God is both just and merciful. So we still have consequences for sin. Like, God doesn't erase the consequences. Does he forgive us? Yes. But it's not his nature just to punish us relentlessly, because Jesus took on our punishments that we could live in freedom. And Romans 8:1 assures us of this. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. When we believe that we deserve ongoing punishment, we are denying the power of Christ's finished work on the cross. And this is hard for so many of my coaching clients to see this, because for so long they have punished themselves. They have lived in shame, and shame is saying to them, I do not deserve connection. If we look at this from a clinical perspective now, the belief that we are unworthy or not deserving can really come from that unresolved guilt or shame. When we experience these painful events, we can internalize them to assume that we are somehow to blame. And that's where we start to self-punish, where we believe we deserve to suffer. And this keeps us trapped in this cycle of pain. And it doesn't even help us. It prevents us from receiving God's grace and healing. So I want you to just take a moment and think about those false beliefs that you've been holding on to about God and yourself. Do you believe that you aren't unworthy of his love because of your mistakes? Do you feel that your pain is a form of a punishment? If you need help working through these, please go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching or go to the link in the show notes or wherever you're listening and book a free consultation. Stop delaying your healing by thinking that you don't deserve to take the next step. As we move through this, we really want to begin to, yes, identify them, those beliefs, but then we want to replace them. And the way out of these beliefs is by replacing them with truth. Not to oversimplify it, but we have to know where we want to go. And the Bible makes it clear that God loves us unconditionally and that suffering is not this huge sign of punishment. Can we suffer from consequences of sin? Yes. Can we suffer consequences from other people's sin? Yes. Can we suffer from consequences of sin because we live in a fallen, broken world and there's disasters and terrible things? Yes. But that does not mean that God is punishing us. In John 9, Jesus heals a man born blind, and his disciples ask, "Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus responds, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." This shows us that pain is not always a consequence of sin, but can be an opportunity for God's glory to be revealed in our lives. And the way we think, as me as a mental health coach and trauma-informed coach, it's so important that I'm constantly helping my clients challenge these false beliefs to help them identify distorted thoughts and replace them with the more accurate, because we have to be able to see it. And sometimes we don't see what we're thinking because we've been thinking it for so long. So instead of saying, "I don't want to be punished by God," we have to give it more truth. God is with me in my pain. So think back to the false beliefs that we've even identified together here. And I want you to think about what is the truth to them. And the thing is we're going to have to practice them. When we think about dealing with self-punishment and guilt, it's another trap that we really fall into. Self-punishment. We believe that we deserve the pain, and we may unconsciously prevent ourselves from experiencing joy or healing. And even the smallest amount of good thing in your life, you will try to say, "Oh, this can't even be happening." Like you have welcomed the negative thought patterns for so long that anything good that comes, you almost reject it because you're afraid to experience it. Guilt and shame make us feel like we have to earn our way back into God's favor, and that is not biblical. We are not called to punish ourselves. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us and our sins and purify us from all righteousness." God's forgiveness is immediate and it's complete. Self-punishment is a form of self-condemnation. And that really contradicts this freedom that we have in Christ. So if we're looking at this from a clinical perspective, self-punishment is that common reaction to that unresolved guilt and shame. People often engage in these behaviors or thought patterns that reinforce their sense of unworthiness. I had just stated, we sabotage our own happiness or pushing others away. Healing begins when we can stop seeing ourselves as deserving of punishment and start seeing ourselves as someone who deserves God's grace. So I just want to end with 5 practical ways to kind of reconnect with God if you're feeling distant from him, especially if we're in pain. It's so important, 1, to be honest with God, because in times of pain, it's easy to withdraw and think we have to get ourselves together, wait till the hard stuff pass. But this is a time that we need to lean into him. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." So be honest with God about your pain. Meditate on scripture. 3, community and support is so important. This is an area of contention and learning for many of my coaching clients, because we have learned that people hurt us and we will avoid people altogether because we don't want to get hurt again. I have to help them kind of get back into community, because people can hurt us, but people can heal us. And I've experienced that firsthand. My husband has, when we had left our church at the time that we did, our VBS church where we were severely hurt by people and our friends that we had called at the time. And so we got to another church and we had found so much healing in that. So we don't want to isolate ourselves. Maybe it's seeking help, hiring, for example, me as your coach to come alongside of you. Or maybe you need to go to a therapist or a counselor, somebody that maybe will dig up those deeper complex traumas or PTSD or things like that that you have. But most importantly, step five is to just reach out for support. Take a moment, think about who you can reach out to. Could it be a friend? Could it be a pastor? Could it be finding a coach, hiring a coach like me, or seeking out a counselor? But right now, you can make a decision to turn back to God without anybody else, whether you're driving in your car, whether you're walking down the road, it doesn't matter. Pain can make us feel distant from God, but his love never changes, even in our darkest moments. Breaking free from these false beliefs of self-punishment and the lies that keep us trapped, it's going to require both the spiritual and the practical steps. We have to, because we have to apply what we know. I'm so glad that you joined me for today's episode. If you found this episode helpful, maybe share it with a friend, somebody who might need it. But most importantly, take a step today. Doesn't matter how big, doesn't matter how small. Sometimes it's just a decision that you make between you and God. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.